Hey, my love, have you signed up yet to my weekly newsletter, Intimates with Melissa? It's one of my new favorite ways to connect with you all deeper. If you would love to receive a personal love note from me every single week, along with insights into what I'm loving right now, what I'm consuming right now, what I'm listening to, reflections and inspiration to support your journey of embodied self-discovery and self-love, head to melwells.com/newsletter to sign yourself up. We're also giving away discounts for some of my favorite brands and giveaways, so make sure you check that out. If you've ever felt pressure from the beauty industry or pressure along your life to be a certain type of beautiful, then this episode is for you. Liliana Quintero, the founder of Wild Lily Organics, a conscious, organic, vegan, and sustainable beauty and personal care empire, offers sacred beauty rituals through ancient holistic alternatives to health and beauty. After 15 years of working in the beauty industry as a licensed esthetician, Liliana followed her heart into the world of healing, spirituality, holistic traditions, and sacred woman traditions. She works one-on-one and has developed online and in-person workshops. Liliana's work is in helping others into nourishing their wild divine feminine energy through self-love, self-discovery, and self-empowerment. So in this episode, we explore facial reflexology, gua sha, natural beauty, and how women can feel more beautiful from the inside out starting today. So Liliana, welcome to Love, Sex, and Magic. So good to have you here.
So honored to be here, sister. Thank you for inviting me. Oh, I'm like super stoked to talk about this whole subject about beauty.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you here. Like, as soon as I met you, I was like, wow, this is a woman that's really doing something different with the beauty industry and really showing us a whole different way. And just before we started recording, you said, I feel like I'm the Jesus of the beauty industry, like in a way that like I'm like a rebel.
Yes.
I'm like pioneering for something very different. Can you like explain more of what that means to you? Which is incredible, yeah. By the way.
So it's because I've been in the beauty industry for over 20 years. I've been a licensed esthetician for 15 years. I was in modeling. You know, I got into John Casablanca when I was 14. So I've been very, like, I know the behind the scenes very well. And I've seen it all. I've seen the ugly and I've seen the beauty in the beauty industry. Mm. And so, you know, I was trained for a long time to point out the flaws in women in order to sell products.
Wow.
This was one of the strategies.
Seriously, yeah. They train you to do this?
Basically, yeah. And not in a very subtle way. They don't really say, okay, we're going to point out the flaws. But it's like, okay, you know, they have rosacea, they have acne, they have pigmentation. Mm-hmm. We need to point those out and need to find a solution to the problem.
Right.
And the bottle really says it all. I would literally just read from the bottle and women would be like, yes, I need to buy this. So it was like really not helping the women. It was just giving them a temporary solution, like a Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. And I felt like there was something more that I could do to help women.
Yeah.
And so in my own journey of this, trying to discover my own like inner beauty, I started to discovering a lot of just like false illusions in the beauty industry. And I was just like, this is not right. This is not right. This is not right. This is toxic. And so it led me on a journey to find my own beauty. And in that, like, I was like, I need to give this back to the women.
Beautiful. I mean, 14 years old, you went into the model industry. And I remember being 14 and I was also, you know, starting to be going out to model agencies and doing that kind of thing. Like, what were your first impressions of the beauty industry when you entered into the modeling space? Was it shocking to you? Was it inspiring to you? Like, how did it impact you as a young girl?
Yeah, it definitely impacted me at the time in a very positive way. In the sense, why? Because modeling, John Casablanca, the modeling school that I went to, it was tailored on not just like how to pose and how to walk, but it was like etiquette, how to sit, how to talk. Like they train you how to speak in the camera. They teach you which angles, you know, are flattering to you, which colors are flattering to you, depending on your skin tone, your eye color, you know, where eyebrow shape fits your face. So it was really tailored more about how to make you beautiful mm-hmm. and not try to be like this person, like find your own beauty. So that was very empowering for me.
Yeah.
So I went from being like, kind of like the ugly duckling. I didn't really feel beautiful for a long time. And I know I'm like in the beauty industry and a lot of people are like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And I was in the modeling industry, but it's so funny how the world works and how God works. And he put me in a situation where I didn't feel beautiful. And I had this outer beauty that everybody saw, but I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so going to the school and having that training, right? It like empowered me. I was like, whoa, I am beautiful. I just need to know which hair, which direction my hair fits my face frame and which, you know, how my eyebrows need to be shaped to flatter my facial features, which colors flat, you know, are flattering to my skin tone. And so it was like, whoa, it was like a whole different world, like whole new world. And so it really kind of like at the time I didn't see it, but it did prepare me for the work that I am doing now, which is to help women and see their inner beauty. And
so beautiful. It's like, I love how the universe just lines things up. So of course now you are doing what you do because your journey was not feeling beautiful. Everyone else sees the beauty. If everyone else thinks that you're beautiful, it doesn't make you feel beautiful. You know, you've really got to find it from within. And I think until you really find that self-love, you're never going to feel beautiful, no matter what you do, no matter what size you are, how great your skin is, what makeup you wear, what surgery you get. It's like, it's just a never-ending journey. And I think so many people get stuck in that because the beauty industry is so like all, it's everywhere, you know, it's so all-encompassing. And I think, you know, growing up for us, it was magazines and billboards and campaigns and airbrushing on like kind of bigger campaign boards and things like that. And now it's more of like Instagram filters and surgery and Botox and all these things that are so normal to see. And it's like the beauty industry just seems to just shift, but like doesn't, it's like, I feel like there's changes that have been made,
right?
But it's still a huge amount of pressure
yeah.
for everyone.
Absolutely. I talked about it in, you know, one of my posts about natural beauty and how we become desensitized to like the natural, subtle beauty.
Yeah.
Like we don't even appreciate just like a glowing skin, or we don't appreciate just a relaxed facial expression and like the peace that's behind that face.
And I feel like we forget what it even looks like because, you know, I speak for myself, but I'm so used to seeing the filtered faces on my newsfeed. And then it becomes a default then for me to then use a filter because it's like, well, it's everything. We're all doing it. So right. we kind of may as well do it type right. thing. And then when someone doesn't use it, it's almost like, oh my God, that's what we actually look like. Shit. And it's like, for me, I just go, oh, I fell into the trap again. But then when I see people in person, I'm like, this is real. Like, this yeah. is so beautiful. It's such a thing right now.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really, that's what like really fires me up to continue the work that I do. And my mission is to really help women see their natural beauty and find the beauty within. There is no cream. There is no procedure, you know, like Botox or fillers. And not to shame anyone who does those type of treatments or procedures, but that is not going to give you the beauty that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The true, true beauty, like your power, your essence, your divine feminine essence, that's not going to shine through. No matter how much makeup or how much serums and how much creams you put on. Mm-hmm. And that's what I saw in my treatment room. That's what led me to this work because I thought that was what's missing. Like yeah. they weren't treating the soul aspect of the women in the treatment rooms.
Mm.
Okay, slap this cream on and go home.
Yeah.
And yeah. I felt like I was doing a disservice to my women. I was like, no, this is not right. This is not right. Yeah. And I started to go deeper, you know, peeling the layers of the skin and then peeling the layers even deeper and going deeper and deeper. And then I was like, okay, how can I really help these women find their inner beauty? And I started to notice that I would ask them questions like, so what do you do for fun? Like, what is your passion? What is your, what lights your soul on fire? And they were just like, oh, I used to dance and I don't dance anymore. And they have acne all over their faces. I'm like, start dancing again. Mm. Start doing what you love to do again. Like, start, like, beauty goes way deeper. Like, skincare goes way deeper than just the surface of the skin.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard before, like, the skin is, like, really a good, like, reflection of our inner health or our inner world. Would you say that's true?
Yeah. It's so funny. I had a dream last night about our face being, like, this cosmic universe.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And how we have like all these little, you know, planets or universes in our face. You know, we have the fascia, we have the lymphatic system, we have the muscles, we have the blood, we have the lymph nodes, we have the epidermis, the dermis, we have, you know, the hair follicles, the pores. Like, we have all of these little mini micro universes in our face that we can tap into and awaken to work for us and not against us. Mm-hmm. And we just tap into that and we start to recognize that, and that we have this amazing universe inside of us, and that we can just connect with it and give it the love that it needs, it's going to flourish, right? Mm-hmm. If we give it the movement, how do we keep a body of water clean? I always say this to all my women, is through movement. If there's any kind of blockages, whether it be physical, emotional, energetically, emotionally, it's going to show on your face. Mm. There's an expression that goes around in every culture, in every religion. It's written all over your face. Mm. You can tell somebody right away how they feel by looking at the face.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. So speaking of like the universe inside the face, you know, something that you are really known for is the content that you post, you know, the facial reflexology, the gua sha. How did that enter into this journey of yours? How did you discover that world?
Yeah, it's a whole universe in itself. And so it's funny because when I get asked this question, I always get like emotional because it found me. And I was in a situation in my life at the moment where being a single mom, struggling, working two jobs, I wanted to be an acupuncturist, and I just couldn't at the time. When I started to dig into the schooling, what you needed to do, the hours you needed to invest, and the timing and the schedule, it just didn't fit in my time, you know, in my schedule at the moment. And I was like, okay, I need to find something. I want to help women on a deeper level. Like, I just knew I wanted to help my women in the skincare room. And I knew that it was, the products were not going to be the solution. It was like working with the imbalances internally, mm-hmm. with the organs and whatnot. And so I came across facial reflexology. I came across facial gua sha. You know, when you're on your soul's mission, it's going to come to you.
Yeah.
And it just came to me. And I took a leap of faith and I jumped in with having like barely any money to pay the rent at the time. And something I just knew my soul was like, I need to learn this. I just felt like I have to learn this. This is like, I felt like this was it. And it fit into my schedule. I was able to do it online and I was able to pay in installments. Like, it just all fit. It just, mm-hmm. it all started to flow. And then from there, like, I was working at a med spa and people were like, you know, kind of, you know, like belittling what I was doing because we were talking about, you know, people who were going there to get Botox and fillers and microneedling and, you know, chemical peels and more like medical grade chemical peels. And I'm here like gliding, you know, a rock, like my ex-boss told me once, on someone's face. And it's like, what is that really going to do? Right?
Because we're so used to like injections and like chemicals and like basically strong stuff.
Yes.
That like when we look at holistic practices that are more natural, they feel almost like they're so, it feels like, well, what's that going to do compared to all the other things that are on the market? Exactly. I think that's the thing.
Because we're looking for the dramatic results, the now,
yeah,
the magic pill.
Exactly.
Give me the pill now. I want the headache gone now. I don't mm-hmm. want to do facial reflexology. I also took a breath work practitioner course. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to really dive deeper into that practice as well, because I noticed that when I would do these one-on-ones, women were not breathing. Yeah. It's like they're doing the gua sha and they're like, and I'm like,
breathe. Right. That's so it's like really like it's a full experience, yes. for the mind, body, and soul. It's not just I'm doing this for my skin.
Right.
You know?
Like, where does gua sha actually come from? Where does it originate?
Yeah, so gua sha, there's facial gua sha and then there's gua sha. Mm-hmm. So facial gua sha is a newer technique or concept because it's a combination of the philosophy of gua sha, which stems from traditional Chinese medicine, which is to remove stagnant blood, right? And improve the qi flow of the body. That's really what it is. But facial gua sha is a combination of myofascial release, lymphatic drainage techniques, muscle tissue manipulation and tension release. What else is increasing the blood flow? So it's a combination of different facial massage modalities. Mm-hmm. So my teacher who taught me, Dr. Ping Zhang, she's a traditional Chinese medicine woman. She's PhD and she taught me this. And, you know, she's very clear about it. She says this is a combination of different modalities to rejuvenate the face and remove blockages that are causing the skin and the blood and the lymph to not flow in harmony, right? Mm-hmm. And if everything is not flowing in harmony, it's going to show up as imbalances such as pigmentation, wrinkles, acne, rosacea, all kinds of things. So that's mm-hmm. what it's really for, facial gua sha, is to really create the space and movement and flow and harmony for the face to really glow.
Yeah, I really feel like harmony is the word, because it's like creating harmony, not just in the face, but also in the rest of the body as well. Right. What I'm really fascinated to learn more about is the facial reflexology map.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard so much about, reflexology. My mom used to teach reflexology on the foot, and like the foot was like the map of the body. Right. And then I had when I had a sciatica, he told me that the ear was the map of the body. And what I'm understanding with you is that the face is also a map of the body.
Correct.
So can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's the same how we talked about like the universe, the face, that we have this universe in our face. Mm-hmm. It's the same. We have like this like map, literally, where it lets you know it's a microsystem of the entire body. Mm. So if you think about it, it's like my whole entire body is on my face.
So give us like examples, like what is the forehead and the T-zone? Yeah. What is like the chin and the jaw? Like what does each part represent?
Yeah. So there's over like 20 different facial reflexology maps. And then that's separate from acupuncture, and that's separate from acupressure point maps.
Okay.
So we're talking about like over 100 different facial maps. So that's where you'll see sometimes people saying, the liver is here, and another person, but the liver is here. And
because that's so confusing.
Yeah. So as within, so below, as above, you know, as above, so below, as within, so without, is that concept with facial reflexology. So everything is a mirror.
So what is like the basic map that you could share with us that's so, not like, going to confuse people?
So the most simplest map I can share is the yang map, which is the male, right? So the male has his head here, his arms are here, his body is here. Like this is his spine, this is his buttocks, mm-hmm. these are his legs, his knees here, and they come back in here, and then his feet are right here.
And it's not the same for women?
It is.
Oh, it's the same for women.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
So the yang map is also like it's just universal.
Because we have both feminine and masculine energies.
Perfect. So. Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
Yes.
So the face and then the arms and then the spine.
The arms.
Oh, the arms are above, mm-hmm. like here.
Right.
So let's just say like the arms are like here. So does that mean that if you were to have some issues up here, for example, that correlates to like something going on Correct. With the arms?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. And like if there was like let's say you were getting like rosacea here.
Right.
That would be what part of the body was
so
that?
Then here, because it only is here, the arms are here, the body is here.
Okay.
So then you have other maps that are for the internal organs.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. That's like more for muscular and skeletal issues. And then you have, you know, organs, like maps for just the organs. And then you have, so there's like the Penfield map and there's the Roden map. There's so many, and these are all by science. Some of them are by scientists who studied the brain, for example, and how by stimulating certain parts in the face and the nerves trigger and activate certain parts of the brain. Mm. These are studies and it's shown. I mean, like there's people who have done like to see how people react to television and watching television. They stick something to the skin. Right? To see the nerve reaction.
Yeah.
Right.
Fascinating. And so I've always kind of, I've heard from like different skin people that I've seen over the years that like this area, like the chin and jaw area, is always related to hormones and like the kind of the reproductive system. And I know for sure that when I first came off the pill and my hormones were all over the place, this is like, this is always where I would get my breakouts and my acne, and it, I've still got scars from that, you know, even though it was years ago. So like for something like that, for example, are there specific rituals, specific practices that people can use that will help balance their hormones out?
Absolutely. And so I go a little deeper than the skin, right? So I really like to peel the layers and see, okay, where is this stemming from? What's going on at this current moment in your life? So a lot of times we're like, we want to generalize what, okay, this means hormonal, so it's hormonal. And we want to like, but every person is in, has an individual story. Everyone has an individual path and background and past. So it all depends on what you're going through at this exact moment that may be reflecting in your hormones. But really, it has something to do with a back issue. Or it has to do something with your feet, because it's also the foot map. It could have something to do with your respiratory system. But it all depends on your specific needs at this exact moment, like what you're going through. Like I would ask women, what are you going through right now? Where did where is it in your body where you're feeling the most discomfort? And some women would say, oh, you know what? Right now, I'm not getting my period. It's been a year. And I'm like, okay, you know, it was a pandemic. There was a lot of things going on. And she's like, I have father issues. So there was a lot of things that we need to consider, that this is a soul as well, and not just skin that we're treating. And that's why I got out of the skincare industry, because for me, it just didn't resonate. I'm like, people are going through much deeper things, and how, and for me, it's like, how can I truly help them?
Yeah, it's true. And I think there's always like the emotional component as well that we need to consider. I remember like years ago going through this like on-off relationship where I was just like in turmoil all the time, and I would like break out in a rash on my chest, and I'd be trying to put all these different oils and treatments on, and like nothing was happening until I left that relationship completely and cut the ties, and then it went away. And I was like, oh my God, like this was my body like speaking to me. Like it was the stress and the reaction from like all the chaos that was happening.
I want to piggyback on that. Your body speaks to you. Your face speaks to you. Your skin speaks to you. And we just have to listen to it, attune with it. And that's why I love these practices, because it really reminds us to connect with ourselves on a different level, on a much deeper level, and not to be so on this like, how can I just find a solution? Give me the cream. I'll buy whatever to take this angst and this stress away. And it's, you know, they think it's the cream is going to be the solution. And it's like, no.
Yeah, there's so much more to it.
There's so much more to it. And so back to the body speaking to you. So when your skin is reacting, it's a beautiful moment to you to reflect on what's going on in your environment, because your skin is also correlated to the lungs. The lungs govern the skin in Chinese medicine. So the lungs have to do with breath. What are you breathing around you? What's going on in your environment? So when you start to connect all these things, these webs, right? Make these connections, you're like, whoa, okay. I need to go deeper. I need to fix what's going on around me. I need to maybe change the relationship, or change my the way I'm viewing this relationship, or how I'm reacting to it, or where is it stemming from? Where am I being triggered? Why am I being triggered? And so for like this woman who had her absent period for over a year, we went deeper and we discovered that, you know, she hasn't really truly loved herself, right? And it led me, again, it just led me to the discovery of like, okay, how can I, where's the beauty? Where's the beauty? Where's the beauty? Where's the beauty? I was always like, where is the solution? Where is the answer? And it's in the womb for women.
Ooh, tell us more. Tell us more. How do we explore that? How do we get to that?
Yeah, I mean, the way I found it was just because I was in desperate need. I was like, this is not it. This is not it. Okay, facial reflexology helps. Gua sha helps. but there's a missing element, which is the soul. And in women, it's the womb. Women are so disconnected from their womb space, their feminine energy, their divine feminine. They're really disconnected. And so I started doing these one-on-ones, and I would have them connect with their womb. And it was just flood of tears.
Yeah.
Flood of tears. And I knew there was some blockage there, right? So with facial reflexology, we can promote some blockage, really, you know, remove blockages in the female reproductive area or womb space, right? By stimulating certain points of the face that are going to send signals to the central nervous system to heal and create balance there. So it's like, we think of it as like a log that's blocking the flow, right? And so with facial reflexology, what it does, it's like it's sending signals like, remove this block, this log, remove it. Let's remove the block, the log that's cutting the flow. So by removing the log and removing that blockage, things start to flow differently. And sometimes that release is going to be painful, because the same way that that same blockage arrived in a painful way, right? Sometimes these life circumstances don't come in a peaceful way, and it's painful. The same way to remove it, it might be uncomfortable and painful. So, so you may have some emotional release when you're working with facial reflexology, and a lot of women do that, especially with the female reproductive system. And that's a lot. A lot of women started to come to me for these one-on-ones with facial reflexology. Most of them was with the female reproductive system, and they didn't even know it. They would be like, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. And then, okay, but where are you right now having the most uncomfortability with, or where are you, where are you really feeling the most discomfort in? Well, you know what? I have major cramps. I haven't had my period.
Right.
And it's showing up as back pain.
Wow. Fascinating.
And it's all connected. It's all connected. Like, so I started studying more and more into, you know, the womb science. I took courses. I took different, you know, I read a lot of books. And I saw how I started to realize and remember how important it is to honor ourselves in that way, honor the womb, connect with our womb, and how it's all connected to the spine and then connected to the jaw. So if you have jaw tension, you most likely have tension in your pelvic floor.
Ah, interesting.
Not most likely. You,
yeah.
You do.
Would you say then that the best kind of route for people to take would be to get like a kind of bespoke, you know, like a one-on-one service, a consultation, rather than just, let's say, going to your page and trying out things.
Right.
Because obviously, like, someone could try a practice that is actually not what they need specifically. And I'm curious, as you're speaking about, like, removing blockages in the womb, as a pregnant lady, I'm like, does that mean that, like, if I touch certain points on my face in a certain way or do some of these rituals, that's not a good idea as a pregnant person?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I would, and I always tell women that do one-on-ones with me, your body knows what it needs. So listen to your body. Don't ever doubt that you don't know what your body needs. So if you feel like, a lot of times we're doing facial reflexology without even realizing it. And it's because our body needs it. So sometimes we go like this. You're doing facial reflexology. Yes. Maybe you have some tension in your shoulder or your arm. Or sometimes, you know, we're thinking, oh, well, I forgot. You know, we tap like this. Oh, I forgot. I forgot. This is a point for the head, for memory.
Yeah.
So we're constantly doing facial reflexology. Facial reflexology, so I want to kind of give a little background. It stems from also Vietnamese medicine and traditional Chinese. It's a combination of both. So Vietnamese medicine, they like rub their faces in certain areas to promote healing. So it's a different form of facial reflexology. They don't use a tool. They use their hands.
Okay.
So I recently started integrating a new self-care practice into my routine that I really wanted to tell you about. And that is with my rose quartz womb and breast massager from Four Visions Market. So the power of breast and womb massage is so incredible. It's such a beautiful practice to use in meditation, to send the force of healing love to your heart, to your womb space. And for me, it's been such a gorgeous way to connect with my changing body. body during this time of pregnancy, and I've been doing my own practice regularly using my favorite oils after a long hot bath. Not only have I felt more connection to myself, but also with the life that's growing inside of my womb. What I really love is that by being a Four Visions Market customer, you're putting your investment right back into the hands of the families of the Indigenous artisans that make the sacred tools, the art, the jewelry, as taught to them by their ancestors. So head to the show notes of this episode to see how you can support their community with 10% off your order at fourvisionsmarket.com.
Speaking of tools, can we have a little look at the tools that you've got here and do like a little demonstration for everyone that's watching on video, and for people that are just listening on audio, we'll describe to you what we're doing and how it's helping and what we're using. Because you have this amazing product line now full of all these gorgeous tools, which I want to dive into all these little goodie bags and see what you've brought for us today. Yes. So where should we start with today?
Well, since we're talking about facial reflexology, we can start with that. Okay. This is the facial reflexology tool wand that's made of stainless steel. So you won't have any skin care, any skin reactions or, allergies or anything like that. So it's really, really great for anybody. You don't have to worry about that. It's also in traditional Chinese medicine, yin energy, right? So it conducts energy better. So we're made of, 70, 90% water, right? So we're also working with that. So when you're using a metal tool of this quality or this type, you're really able to sense the points a lot easier.
Okay.
You're really able to detect what we call points of interest a lot easier, because it's like immediately you feel like either really cool or really warm, or you'll feel tingly sensations, or you'll feel really heat, like a lot of heat in that area, or your skin will turn red very easily. And so that is just a point of interest that your body is letting you know, hey, there's some disharmony here. We need to create balance.
Okay. So can you show us like how you would use this tool and like go to like different points and like if you would, yeah.
Yeah. So I would ask you like, what are you dealing with right now? Like you're pregnant.
Yeah.
So what are discomforts are you experiencing during pregnancy?
I would say like low energy, like sleeping a lot, sometimes feeling nauseous.
Okay.
I don't really have any like aches and pains yet.
Not yet.
Exactly. I would say that's the main thing. It's mostly like energy, like trying to keep my energy up.
Okay. So there's different things you can do. One of the ways that I love to use this tool the most is intuitively letting my hand glide.
Okay.
Letting my body know where to go.
Okay.
That is honestly the best way to use this practice, but do it intentionally, do it mindfully. Don't just breathe, center, set the intention. Okay, I want to receive more energy, right? Mm-hmm. And then just close your eyes and then just follow your tool, but very slowly and only using the weight of the tool.
Okay.
You can do figure eights. You can do circles. You can go up and down, right? You can go around.
So you're not like pressing very hard on any particular points. It's very just like you're just gliding all over the face.
You're just flowing and gliding like ice skating. Like you're just gliding and only applying the pressure of the tool. Because with the facial reflexology, we're working with the nervous system. So you don't need to press to access the nervous system. The minute you feel it. You feel the sensation, right? Your nerves.
Yeah.
So there's, when we're working with tissue, like muscle tissue, then we need to apply a little bit deeper. Myofascial release, then it's a different pressure and technique. Increasing blood, draining lymphatic system, it's all a different technique and pressure. Yeah.
Okay.
And so energy for you, I would work right here next to the ears and gliding upward. So slight, very light pressure down and then gliding up with more firmer pressure.
Okay,
because this is like basically regulating the whole system, your whole body. So there's any kind of like imbalance, like you just need like a quick pick me up or energy boost. You want to just kind of like reset your body. That's a great area to work on both sides. So gliding up with pressure and then down with very light pressure.
So that's just in like the hairline where the ear
right
next to the face. Yeah.
So right in front of the ear.
Okay.
Like about, I want to say half an inch or less.
Okay.
Right in front of the ear.
Beautiful.
You're just gliding up and down along. Yeah.
Okay. Great. And what do we have another tool that we can share as well?
And then for pregnant women, I do want to share, you want to avoid the upper lip.
Avoid the upper lip. Okay.
Yes, if you're pregnant, because the upper lip corresponds to the vagina, but also right here to the uterus. And it's a point for ejection in facial reflexology in traditional Chinese medicine. So it can cause contractions in the uterus. So if you are in labor...
This can actually, good to do.
It's good to do. If you're in labor and you really need some assistance and contracting that area.
Wow. Okay. So we've got to remember this for labor to like focus on the upper lip.
Yeah. But also it's all the intention. Like if I could go like this, just I have an itch, the intention is more powerful.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have the intention, you're just like gliding aimlessly, you're not really doing much.
Yeah.
You know, energy goes, what is that saying? Energy flows where focus.
Attention or focus goes, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So you just have to really be mindful of what you're doing. And then what did you say? You wanted to see the
There was the one that you showed me earlier, like the black, was it black onyx?
So it was a dark green nephrite.
Dark green nephrite.
Yeah. And that beautiful. Is the, let me see where it is. The dark green nephrite is dark green nephrite jade and is a jewelry grade gua sha stone that's patent. Cicely Brandon is the patent designer. She's the one of the teachers, many of facial gua sha. She teaches this professionally for professionals on how to do it in treatment rooms. Okay. And so it has like an angle where you can really work with the lymphatic system on the face.
Okay.
It has a ridge here that can really help with breaking up fascia adhesions and promoting like collagen and elastin by creating like micro injuries similar to microneedling, but it's less invasive. Okay. And then you have this edge right here, which is like little waves, like little beach waves, like it looks like, and it can contour the eye area seamlessly.
Wow. Okay.
And then the bigger wave is for lifting, sculpting, and draining the face. And it also contours the face seamlessly.
Wow. So this has been perfectly designed for so many different ways.
Yes.
So can you show us like how you would use this magical little tool?
Yes. I can show you a really quick acupressure point that you can use with this point. It has an edge. It looks like kind of like resembles your finger almost.
Uh-huh.
Right? In the sense of the curve. So you can use it as a point like to press on certain acupressure points on the face. So, like, if you go around here, around right below your brow, where your brow begins in the inner corner of your eye. So, right below your brow, there's a point where the bridge of your nose meets your brow. You can press there. And this is going to help with releasing any blockages around the eye area. So, it can really help with dark circles, puffiness, and if you have any strain around the eyes. So, just gliding along and then finding the center where your brow is and pressing there.
That's really interesting because you're not actually going where the dark circles happen.
Right.
You're going to a different spot, but it can help with the dark circles. Wow.
Yes. And just by pressing gently, you don't want to press too hard. And then the other one is like right next to the outer corner of your eye below it, like about an inch below. And then below the pupil of your eye, about an inch below on the bone, you're going to find a little dent of your bone. That's where you want to press. And then, and that can really help to just improve the circulation around your eye area. Another great way I like to use it for the 11s. So it's placing it right in the middle of your forehead, like right between your brows, supporting. Always you want to support the skin when doing facial gua sha.
Okay.
To make sure you're not tugging or stretching the skin and you're gliding outward along the brow. And so that helps to release tension, that helps again to remove any blockages. And you want to make sure you're using on clean skin always. And if you have Botox like around the 11 area or the forehead, you want to avoid it, but you can work on the rest of the face and neck and décolleté.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you post so many different reels of different practices. I'm assuming that like there are also like rituals that people can do in the morning and evening that are kind of like everyone can try.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like what would you do? Like what do you do like in the mornings and the evenings? Because you have just so much knowledge.
I have so many tools. I mean, there's so many. It all depends. Like sometimes some mornings I wake up and I'm like, you know what? I really need to depuff. Right. And some mornings I wake up, I'm like, I really need to de-stress.
Okay.
So it's like every day it's kind of different for me. And it's also, I think, because of my how I just function as a person. Everybody's, you know, everyone has their own individual way of doing things. I like change and diversity. So that's why I have all these different tools, because I get bored easily. Yeah. So, you know, one day I want to do a little bit of facial cupping, and then one day I want to do facial gua sha. One morning I want to do just facial reflexology and just like zone out and calm my nervous system. And sometimes I want to like do it all, right?
Yeah. Is there like a ritual that you could share that's like a kind of beginner practice for people that maybe just want to feel more self-love, feel like they're rejuvenating their face, maybe like a morning thing to help them wake up or an evening thing to help them wake down? What would you suggest? Absolutely.
So I would suggest facial gua sha in the morning, just because it's really great at removing any fluid retention, which a lot of times we wake up with a lot of fluid retention, right? We wake up puffy, congested, and it's a great way to start the day and release any tension on the face, and you get a nice glow. So I would just do a basic practice of just working on draining the neck, right? Because it's very important with facial gua sha to always start and end at the neck. So start at draining the neck, opening the neck, creating that space for vital nutrients to enter, increasing that blood flow that's nutrient rich, and then working your way up. So you work, you start at the décolleté, neck, and then you work your way up, just gliding out and down the neck. You know, starting from the center of your face and gliding out and then down the neck. And just light, light pressure, you know, super light, just like just to drain and detox and get that fluid moving. And,
With like a specific tool?
Yeah. So I would use either the facial gua sha, the dark green nephrite. You can use the mirror gua sha, which is made of stainless steel. This is great for traveling because it won't ever break. And for beginners too, if you're fairly new to facial gua sha, this is a great one because it's unbreakable.
Okay.
And at the beginning, when you're using oils and tools, it will drop most likely.
Yeah.
So it's a great like either second tool or beginner tool. And so I would use this one. Yeah. And then you need a facial oil for Glide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Presumably all of this is like what you've created, like a product line with all of these things. Yes. So people can get all of this from your website.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And then make sure to drink plenty of water. It's very, very important.
Yes. When let's working, drink this water.
Yes. Let's drink as we talk about drinking water. Because we're working with the lymphatic system. And so you want to really drain all that metabolic waste that you just moved around. And so like you basically took it to the dumpster and now the dumpster needs to be released and taken out. Uh-huh. Right?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. So that's like a simple routine. If you, for night, it depends. Like I would do maybe facial reflexology if you really want to wind down and relax. And just like if you're having a stressful day and you're like, you know what, I really need to just sit with myself and like give myself some self-love, I would get the facial reflexology tool. You don't need an oil when you're doing facial reflexology, although some people may need it if they have really, really dry skin. But that's also an indication that you have an imbalance, you know, with your oil production and whatnot. So this is a great tool to wind down and calm the nervous system.
Okay.
And use it like I showed you before.
And I'm presuming that like every time someone goes into one of these practices, it's like the setting is really important. The way that they kind of approach it is important. The way that they breathe, like how they feel in their environment, the time that they take. Is there anything else that's like that people should remember when they go into these practices so they're not to like just kind of doing it just to kind of tick a box?
Yeah, thank you for that reminder. Absolutely. So I've created my own sacred beauty rituals like before while Lily Organics. I was already doing this. And so I would get a candle, a glass of water, my favorite crystal. I would create a little altar where I had my sacred space where I would set time for myself. And it reminded me every time I would look at this space, it's time for me. It's time to take care of me. It's time to give myself some love. So I would definitely recommend for you to set that space for you to have a reminder to take care of yourself.
So. Yeah, I love that. As I think about like my bathroom sink, I think about just how much clutter and how many products are just there. And I'm like, oh yeah, that doesn't feel like an altar.
No.
Like I could really make that feel like a really special time for me to take care of my skin and do my morning and evening rituals with my face and not have all that glitter.
Yes, and at the same time, doing some mirror work.
Yeah.
You know, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, you know, positive affirmations to yourself, like, I love you.
Hmm.
Or, oh my God, you look so beautiful today. You're doing great today. You did so good today. Like, it's so important for us to do that kind of work as well. And that's why I also came out with the mirror gua sha tool, because the stainless steel has a mirror-like reflection. And I wanted to create a kit where people could do facial reflexology, look at themselves as they're doing facial reflexology and notice the points of interest, right, that turn red or get really, you know, tingly, and then pay attention and also look at yourself in the mirror, look in, you know, look into your eyes, just the eyes are the windows of the soul, as they say, and start to give yourself some self-love and connect with yourself. I mean, it's so powerful. Like, the minute that you start doing that, it's like you start to really get to know yourself.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, and have, like, you know, this kind of journey of self-discovery, right? Of getting to know you and what has blocked you from feeling beautiful and feeling empowered.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you say now, like, having been on this journey, what does beauty really mean to you? And is there a message that you want to share with all of the women listening that have maybe struggled to feel beautiful?
Yes, there's so many things I could say about beauty, but if I can really sum it up, it would be, for me, beauty is when a woman knows her power, knows her strength, knows her divinity, knows her true essence, and honors that, honors the goddess within. Mm-hmm. And you can do that by many practices, such as facial reflexology, such as facial gua sha, such as breath work, such as yoga, such as just, you know, meditating and reading a book that's going to be enriching to you and empower you. Or, like they say, knowledge is power, right? So these tools and these practices are very empowering for women because they take matters into their own hands of self-healing, of self-love.
Yeah, instead of looking for that outer fix all the time.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, Lily, we always have these three questions that we ask our guests related to love, sex, and magic. Okay. So what is something that you are loving right now?
What I'm loving right now is I'm diving really deep into women mysteries and learning more about how I'm connected to the moon and the cycles and nature. Like, I'm really diving deep into that. And that has been like, whoa, like, just love it. I'm geeking out on that right now, big time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And what is something that turns you on?
Something that turns me on. I would have to say aromatherapy, like, just like smells really turn me on. Like, good smells, like my home smelling well, me smelling well. Just like, I love it. It's, for me, it's very kind of erotic also, like, because it's like I feel like this goddess whenever I put on perfumes and oils on my body. It's like, yeah.
Beautiful. And when was the last time or recent time you experienced magic?
The recent time that I experienced magic. I experience magic, I think, every day. Every day I feel like I experience magic. I wake up every day feeling grateful for what I have. Coming from a background of being, you know, first generation immigrants, having a single mom that came here with two kids, not knowing the language, not having any money, and being able to live the life that I do now and have the things that I do and have the resources that I have and having the education that I have and the women that are around me and my job, my business, like, to me, that is a miracle and it's magical. And so that is every day I wake up feeling like it's a magical experience. But that would be the most magical thing I feel like in my life has been, is being able to overcome adversity and obstacles. And I had all the odds against me. And so I feel like I am magic.
Wow. You are absolutely magic, inside and out.
We all are.
So yes, we are. Thank you for saying that. We are all magic and we are all beautiful.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you so much, Liliana. It's been such a pleasure.
Same. Thank you, sister. Thank you for bringing me on and letting me share my truth. It's so needed for women to hear this and to have these kind of conversations with other women. Very powerful. And so thank you.
Thank you.
So, my loves, I hope that you loved that episode. If you did, please do share it on Instagram. I would love to see your story tags of you listening to the episode. We love to hear which episodes you guys have loved the most. Please also make sure that you leave us a juicy review on Apple, iTunes, or the podcast app, because that means so much to me and it really helps this podcast spread far and wide. So thank you so much for listening. I love you. I hope your week is filled with love, sex, and magic, and I'll see you next time.